Salut, c'est Lara Dickenman, joueuse de l'Olympique Lyonnais, et vous écoutez Women's Football Podcast.
The Women's Football Podcast, shining a light on the women's game.
Hi there, welcome to a very special edition of the Women's Football Podcast. On May 23rd, Lyon will face Wolfsburg in the Champions League final at Stamford Bridge. And Kieran, we had to shine a light on this one, didn't we?
Well, actually, Hamish, we thought that it might be better if the players shone a light on the game this month. So we actually managed to catch up with a few of the players who are representing both teams. We have German international Viola Odebrecht giving her views, as well as Beck Smith. And from Lyon, we have Swiss international Lara Dickenman, who obviously scored one of the goals against Turbine Potsdam in the final at Fulham a couple of years ago. And we have part two of our interview with Megan Rapinoe giving her views on the final.
Fantastic. Let's get started then. Unfortunately, Viola will be missing the final, having picked up two yellow cards, but she is looking forward to the game nonetheless. Viola, congratulations. You've reached the Champions League final. You must be so delighted.
Oh, yeah. We are pretty satisfied with the whole season so far. And we'd never suggest that we never believe that we go that far and come really to the final. So we're pretty impressed, and we're looking forward to the final.
You beat Arsenal on the way, and that takes quite some doing. Has that given you confidence?
Confidence for the final, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Arsenal is, since the Champions League is going, like for 4 years, they... every year they come to the semi-final, and they are one of the best clubs in Europe. And we had confidence, but we know that Lyon is a top team in Europe, and we try and try to give our best to beat Lyon too. But we have confidence because of the whole season, like. We'll probably win our championship in Germany, and we are as well in the cup final.
Yep.
Against Potsdam, and we have confidence. I mean, yeah, we can win like three championships in this season. So our confidence, I think, is pretty good.
It's amazing given Wolfsburg's history. I mean, you've only been around for 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, when you look to the last 5 years in Wolfsburg, our coach, Ralf Kellermann, has developed something in the women's soccer. And the whole club, like also the men's club, stay with us. And they support us. When you look, you can see every single year they growing up a little bit. And now it's like that everything went well. And now we're on the top of Germany and of Europe.
You will face Lyon, as you've said. What do you have to do to stop them?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, we should have tried to make our game, like, not because Lyon is very confident in playing the ball and passing the ball through their lines, and they're pretty good in that. And yeah, we have to try to beat them in the one-on-one situations and try to stop their passing game and be very aggressive so they can't play. And then we have to try to make our game like a mix of passing game and long balls. And we know that we will get just one or two chances in the whole game, or maybe three or four, but we have to score then. And I think that will be the best to beat them.
you've won a major European final before. I mean, you won the UEFA Cup with Turbine Potsdam, didn't you?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, twice. I apologise.
Yeah, the UEFA Cup in 2005, there was a two-game final, like in Sweden and in Potsdam. And since 2010, it's the one final game.
So what's the trick to getting your mindset, you know, your mental side right in a big game like that?
I don't think it's very hard. Like, I mean, that's why we're practicing all the time. Like, we're practicing in 1 week, like seven times, and you're just looking forward to win something. And you work really hard, and I don't think that no one from my teammates or coaches or the surroundings are really, like, you don't have to motivate them. Like, they all motivated to give everything, because that's the reason why you're playing, to win something and to play such games like Lyon in Chelsea, in Stamford, and for such a crowd. So, I think we're just looking forward, and we are kind of an underdog, because everyone is thinking that Lyon is beating us like 5-0 or something like that. And yeah, that's maybe a advantage for us. And when I'm talking to my teammates, they're not afraid when they're facing the game. They're just really excited for that, and they just want to play.
The Women's Football Podcast.
Get involved via Facebook.
Facebook.com/WFpod.
That was Viola Odebrecht there, who will miss the final through suspension, and she will be joined on the touchline by teammate Beck Smith, unfortunately, who continues her recovery from injury. However, Smith has watched Wolfsburg grow considerably in her 4 years at the club, and I caught up with her to talk just how far they've come in their relatively short history. Well, Beck, welcome to the Women's Football Podcast. The Champions League tops a fantastic season for Wolfsburg.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of like the cherry on the top. I don't think anyone really expected, we all hope, but no one really expected that we would get that far, so it's been fabulous this year.
It's been remarkable given the short history of the club.
Yeah, I think also just in the last 4 years how the team has developed is pretty remarkable. When I first came, it was a completely different team, and we even had a different, you know, coaching system and team, so it's changed so much. It's grown so much, and I think with the support of Volkswagen, that really has been a key.
What first attracted you to Wolfsburg?
Not the Autostadt, Volkswagen, but I think it was just because I knew that they had a good coach. They had a couple of coaches. One of the assistant coaches I knew, she's an ex-player and a friend of mine, and she kind of contacted me because I was looking for new clubs coming from off of a Swedish season. And I just knew that they had a good program. They had a good setup. They were one of the more professional teams in the league, even though they weren't as good. I think at the time when I came, they were ninth place in the league, and I came in the middle of the season, but I just saw that there was a lot of potential there. Like I said, with Volkswagen as a sponsor, the sky's the limit pretty much, and they were really looking to invest in the women's program, and I think that's really rare in women's football in general nowadays. So when you find a team that's financially stable and has a good leadership there and some quality players, then I think that it's going places.
Did you ever suspect that you'd make it to the Champions League final in 4 years?
Champions League period was a kind of a dream, but like one of the goals that I had in my football career, and I talked to the coach early on, right when he recruited me, and I said I want to play Champions League. That's my next goal in my football career. And he said, yeah, we'll be there, we'll get there. And he kind of looked at me, kind of half convinced himself, and now 4 years later, we're in the finals. So like I said, I mean, after we've done so well this season, we should be there. I think we've deserved it, and we've earned to take a place there. But in 4 years, it's been incredible. Yeah.
You're injured for the final, but by the sound of it, you'll be nagging to try and get a place on the bench.
Yeah, I think at this point probably not, but we're all going to the final anyway. We're all going to fly. He's taking the whole team. We leave on the Tuesday, and they play on the Thursday, and then we're all staying for the men's final as well. So I'm just really excited that I get to be a part of it at all, and I'll be there for sure supporting the team as I have throughout my injury, and just hoping the best for them, and it'll just be so exciting, the whole atmosphere. I'm really, really stoked.
Is it good then, obviously, with the final being in England, you know, a renowned country for its atmosphere, that the final's being played there?
I think it's great. We were at the Olympics in London in July, August last year, and it was fantastic. It was the most amazing Olympics I'd ever either participated in or been to, and the fans were incredible. And I think going back to England where, yeah, the home of football is, it couldn't be more perfect. For me, if I had to choose any city to have a Champions League final in, I would choose London. And the stadiums are amazing, and the fans are incredible. And, yeah, I think it's great.
You face Lyon. What impresses you about them the most?
I think their technical capabilities impress me so much. They're so strong and powerful, and pretty much everywhere on the field, they've just got such good technique. They really are, pretty much every player is comfortable on the ball, and they have so many different strengths. They have some really, really quick players. They have some very technical players. They have some highly experienced players who've played numerous national team games, international team games, and some, yeah, deadly strikers like Chiellini, and some great midfield players that can really direct the... So they're just a really strong team. I'm just impressed in general with them.
You have some top players in that dressing room. Who are the ones to watch for Wolfsburg?
Well, I think starting from the back line, I think Josephine Henning has been a starter for since she's come from Potsdam, always a solid defender, has been numerous times in a Champions League final. It's quite young, but still quite experienced. Alongside her is Lena Gosling, probably, who's also a national team player, is very good offensively, I think. Nadine Kessler is our captain. She's in the midfield, is kind of the one directing a lot, alongside Viola most of the time. And Pop, Alexander Pop, in the front is always dangerous, as well as Connie Pohlers. They've scored a lot of goals. But I think what's great about our team is we have such depth in the bench. There's a lot of young players. I've seen them in the last games come in and really make a difference. And I think that's really exciting to see, too, as you have your starting 11 players who are all really solid, you know, national team players, and then you have a bench that can come on and really change the game. So I would say those are the players to watch, but just in general, the team has got some phenomenal players, some unknown players that will be known in the coming years, I think.
The Women's Football Podcast.
Follow the podcast on Twitter
at WFPod.
That was an unfortunate Bex Smith talking about the game. We wish her well in her recovery from injury. We'll now move on to Lyon. I managed to catch up with the hero of 2 years ago, Lara Dickenman, the Swiss international, who spoke to me about the upcoming final and also her experiences of having played in the previous three. So Lara, thank you very much for joining us for this Champions League special podcast. Congratulations on qualifying for yet another Champions League final. It's the fourth in a row for Lyon. Tell us how special that feels.
Thank you. That feels great. Obviously, we get another chance to defend our trophy. We're trying to make a new record as well, winning it back-to-back three times. And well, that was our goal in the beginning of the year, and that's what most of the girls play for that come to Lyon or that play for Lyon. So it's great to be part of the final again every year. The final has been really amazing. Last year, we had 50,000 spectators. The year before was the first time we won it, and I mean, I can't even explain how that felt. And even the first final that we lost, it was a great game that was really long because we went to PKs, and then it looked like we were going to win it, and in the end we lost it. So it was very emotional too. And I don't know, it's just great to be there again, and we're going to play in a great stadium, and yeah, of a great club. So that's really special as well.
And it's not only your fourth final in a row and an opportunity to win it for the third time in a row, it's your second time in London as well.
Yeah, I like London. It was really great the first time, so let's hope that the second time around will be as good as the first time.
What do you remember from the first one? Because you actually scored, didn't you?
Yeah, what do I remember? It was just, there was so many emotions that I never even knew before. And after my goal, because until then, the game was still really close. Potsdam was about to score. They could have scored at any moment. So with us being up 1-0, nothing was settled. And then I think it was maybe 10, 15 minutes before the end when I scored that second goal. And I think we all felt a little pressure fall off our backs. And we all felt like that we could really win this second final. And it was just, I don't know, at the end of the game, it was just overwhelming. All the feelings, because most of us, we have been working for that moment all our lives, or at least as long as we know about the Champions League. So that was just, I don't know, I can hardly explain how that really felt, but it was just amazing. Best moment of my career so far.
Well, I was actually at that game at Fulham Football Club, and I think it's fair to say that despite the fact that you had to wait quite late for the second goal, you did pretty much dominate from start to finish. You also won the Champions League last year against German opposition. Did it feel any more special the second time round, or is the one in London in Fulham the one that really sticks out because it was your first one?
Well, to me personally, the first one was more special. I don't know about the other girls. Maybe it was just because I scored in the first one, and or just because it was the first one that we won. I'm not sure how the other girls feel, but the first one was in Fulham was more special to me, yeah.
Let's look ahead to this year's final. You play another German club in Wolfsburg. What are you expecting from them, and what do you know about them?
Well, they have a lot of great individual players, but German teams are always really great teams, that tactically and technically and all above physically. I think physically, though, we have progressed in the last few years, because I felt like the first final that we played against Potsdam, we were not on the same level as them. And today we can compete with any team in the world physically, I think. So we've progressed on that level. And yeah, we know some of the Wolfsburg players, like Odebrecht, but I don't think she's going to be playing, though, because I think she's got a yellow card. Or yeah, so, I mean, they still have many other great players, and we're expecting, I think they're going to be a little bit like Frankfurt last year, with good individuals on the field, but like as a team, they're going to be great as well.
Do you find that the German sides are the most difficult to play against?
Yeah, probably. They have more than one great team, so you can't win a Champions League without beating at least one German side, so yeah. They're hard to play against, but I mean, there's Arsenal, there's Swedish teams that are really good. I didn't feel like playing against Malmö was easy, even though we scored so many goals, but that was definitely not easy. And yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of good teams nowadays in Europe. So it's not just the Germans that are dominating anymore, which I think is great. And I think in France, things start to progress as well. So it's going to be more interesting in the years coming.
How important have the additions been made to the squad this season? You've obviously had Megan Rapinoe, who we spoke to in our last podcast, Shinobu Ono from Japan's come in. How important is that strength in the squad been in the success of the team in the Champions League this year?
Pino is it's just fun having her on the team, because yeah, she's probably the coolest person I know. I don't know. it's cool to play with her because she's a great player. I've never seen anyone that I've seen guys maybe, but I haven't seen a girl that could shoot the ball that well. Yeah, and it's been really great having her on the team, and she integrated really well, even though I think it was not easy for her in the beginning, because we've been working together, well, most of us, for like 2.5 years now with the same coach, and some other girls have had him before in Montpellier, so I don't know, it's just, we've grown so close, and I think it's hard to come in and be a part of the team. And I think to do that in the middle of the season in January, it makes it even harder.
How confident are you about the final at Stamford Bridge, and what are you most looking forward to about the game?
I think we're always confident, but by now, because we haven't lost a game in so long. Well, I mean, we're confident, but we're not like arrogant about it. Our coach always makes sure that we don't lose focus.
And what are you most looking forward to about the final?
Well, just the stadium. I mean, it's going to be just amazing to go in there, go to the locker room, change, and then come out. And I hope there's going to be a lot of people. And I hope people keep buying tickets. And I hope it's going to be full. And I hope it's going to be a great atmosphere. But I'm pretty sure. So I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Well, Lara, you've been an absolute star. Thank you very much for joining us on the Women's Football Podcast, and we wish you well in the Champions League final and for the rest of your domestic campaign.
Thank you so much.
The Women's Football Podcast.
Listen to the podcast via SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.com/WFpod.
So that was Lara Dickenman talking about her experiences of the Champions League final and also looking ahead to this year's showpiece. We obviously had an interview last month with Megan Rapinoe. We promised you that we would bring you a part two. And here she is talking about her time at Lyon and the upcoming final. And I can assure you that despite what Hamish said in the last episode, my French accent is nowhere near as bad as he made out.
Okay, Megan, thanks first of all for joining us on the Women's Football Podcast, and congratulations on qualifying for the UEFA Women's Champions League final. How does it feel knowing you will be coming back to London to play in a major final?
It feels good. I was thinking that when we qualified up in GBZ, London's been very good to me in the last year, and hopefully we can continue that success. And I haven't got to play in Stamford Bridge yet, so played a couple of the other big stadiums around London, around the UK, so it'll be another one to check off my list. I would have played in Old Trafford and played at Wembley, and now getting to play at Stamford Bridge, I never would have thought that.
What are you most looking forward to about the final? What sort of the things that you're particularly excited about?
I think just being able to play in the game, being able to play in the Champions League. Being from the US, obviously we don't have the Champions League, and it's not really something that I thought about playing in when I was younger. Just wasn't a possibility. So just to be able to have the opportunity to be in the Champions League and to have this experience is amazing. And then just taking the pitch at Stamford Bridge, where so many greats have played, in such an iconic stadium on a big stage. I love the big stage. I love the biggest games. Those are the most fun. This is the reason, you know, why you play, to play in the Champions League final. So just excited to have the opportunity.
You've brushed aside virtually everyone in the competition this year. Is there a danger that you may not have been tested up until this stage?
I think yes and no. I think our coach does a really good job of never letting us, you know, think that we haven't been tested. He always wants the best out of us, whether it's at, you know, training on a Tuesday or, you know, semi-final or whatever. I think that there's a few good teams here in France that have given us some tough competition as well as in the Champions League. And I think the final itself just brings, an extra level, maybe a little bit of nerves or just the occasion. So I think it's going to be pretty cool.
What is it about Lyon that makes them so formidable? You've been there a couple of months now. They do seem to have been so dominant over the last couple of years. What's the secret, if there is one?
I think it's two parts. I mean, there's the on-field presence, obviously. Patrice is a very good coach, and he's very driven. And, we have some of the best players in France and the best players around the world. So there's the on-field aspect. But I think in order for us to be able to perform the way we do on the field and to assemble the team that we have, it has to come from the higher-ups. It has to come from people kind of taking risks and putting the effort and putting the money and putting the involvement in the team. And Jean-Michel Aulas, the president of Lyon, has made the women's team a priority. And you can really feel that. It's not just like a charity thing. He comes to all the games and he's there for the biggest matches, and you can tell that he really supports the team and really validates what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Well,
you mentioned that you've got some very, very, you know, strong players there, you know, the likes of Camille Abili and Louisa Nassib and Lotte Schelling. How is playing with those players helping your own game?
Yeah, I think just tremendously. I mean, I think the emphasis and the style of play is a lot different than what it is in the U.S. I think in the U.S. it's still more physically dominated, and here, you know, some of the players aren't as physically imposing or really physically imposing at all that much, but you just can't get the ball off them. I think that the difference in style has made me adapt my game and really learn and be challenged by that to fit in with the side and just being able to, you know, be one of the 11 or one of the, you know, really one of the 24 on the team that in training every day get to play with these players. Unbelievable.
Well, your loan comes to an end soon and you'll be heading back to Seattle to take part in the NWSL. Would you consider a move back to Europe? And for the reason that we're based in the UK, would you ever consider a move to the English WSL?
I'm definitely considering a move back to Europe. At this point, it would probably be Lyon. Maybe later on in my career, after the next World Cup or so. I'm not sure. I mean, I definitely would love to play there. I think, you know, the growing league, I have a friend that's playing over there right now, and she's really, really enjoying it. But I think at this point, if I come back to Europe, I would come back to Lyon.
The Women's Football Podcast, shining a light on the women's game.
So, Megan Rapinoe talking about the Champions League final, and Kieran, it promises to be a great game.
Are you taking the mickey out of my French accent?
Absolutely.
I don't think it was that bad, as I said before.
It was awful.
I don't think it was that bad. What, Louisa Nassib and Camille Abili? I don't see
no,
where
no,
the issue
no,
is.
No, it all fell down when you tried to go Lotte Schelling.
Okay, well, I apologise if I've offended anyone with my terrible French accent. I think you'll all agree that that was an insightful interview from Megan, so we thank her again for coming on the show.
Absolutely. We want to thank Megan, Laura, Viola and Bex, and we wish both teams the very best of luck.
We'll be there, so we're very much looking forward to it.
And there we go, the first of what we hope will be a series of specials. We hope you enjoyed it. This is the Women's Football Podcast signing off.
Au revoir.
The Women's Football Podcast,
shining a light on the women's game.